something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
You know, when the anointing is corrupted, when the anointing is corrupted, a man becomes like a devil. He starts doing supernatural things that are destructive. Ahithophel's counsel was turned to foolishness. For the first time in his life, when they were asking how to catch David, he said, I know what to do. And then he told them what to do. For the first time in his life, somebody said, Ahithophel's counsel is not good at this time. And guess what? He couldn't take it. Proud men can't take rebuke. That's to show you the kind of man Ahithophel was. Proud man. He couldn't take it. He killed himself. Because his counsel was turned to foolishness. Let me explain something there. When you study it properly, you will discover that Ahithophel's counsel was actually correct. It was accurate. What he said was accurate, military wise. He was correct. It was what the other man said that was wrong. But you know what? This is the beauty of God. This is the glory of God. Listen, the race is not to the swift. Neither is the battle to the strong. When the anointing of God is on your life, the little that you do will produce results. But when the anointing is not there, when a man is cut away from the anointing, it doesn't matter how accurate you are. It doesn't matter how correct you are. It doesn't matter what kind of answers you have given. They may be the best answers. But you know what? People will look at you narrowly. You still will not be heard. Whew. Yet you have the best answers. Do you know in life, there are people who are some of the best preachers, some of the best politicians, some of the best singers. But they cannot be known, and they will never be known, beyond their yard, beyond their estate. You know why? God resists the proud. Every time they want to rise, it's not the devil that's resisting them, it's God. Every time. But God gives grace to the humble. Grace. Promotion to the humble. Tell somebody, humility pays. You know, some people think that when you're humble, you're stupid. No. When you're humble, you're not stupid. You're wise. Yes. You know, when we were a kid, when I was a kid, they taught us a little song. Be careful, little child, what you do. Be careful, little child, what you do. For the Father up above is looking down below. So be careful, little child, what you do. Good and bad. Good in the sense that it helped you to know there's someone to whom you're accountable. Very important. But bad if it stopped there. Without letting you know that this Father up above is not just up above, he's down here with us. So you don't run away from God. And that's the reason many children run away from God. As they grew up, they run away from God. Some of you, you can now understand why you backslid. When you were 14, 15, you ran away from God. Not wanting to go to church. See? Because you were afraid of God. Because you were always doing something that was wrong. But God's not looking for all the bad things you're doing. God, it's salvation is God's idea. Come on. Did you hear Adam saying, when God said, Adam, where art thou? And he said, Lord, please save me. No, he ran away. He hid himself. Where are you? Finally said, I heard your voice, and I found out I was naked outside the hide. I was naked. Imagine Eve saying, is he coming here? Is he coming here? Do you ever just get married? And your visitor who was used to coming to your house, you know, whenever he was looking for you, he could come straight to your room to look for you. Now you're married. He doesn't seem to understand that things have changed. He's knocking at every door. Where are you? The new madam will say, what? Is he coming inside here? Finish it. And had made us kings. Had made us what?
Kings.
What do you have in your Bible? Full stop?
No.
What do you have?
And.
You have and there?
Yes.
He had made us what? Kings. So we can decree a thing and have it established unto us. So we can rule and reign with him. It says, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in the realm of life. In the realm of life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I refuse to have tuberculosis. In the name of Jesus, I walk into this hospital world. I claim I have dominion over every germ, over all bacteria, over all the viruses. In the name of Jesus. And I'm going to lay hands on them in the chest ward. You know, I used to go to the chest ward to minister to people years ago. And the nurses, we have cotton wool in their nostrils. They couldn't take it because they were sick with tuberculosis. And they were caught. It was terrible. And I'll come with two or three of my friends to minister at the chest ward. There's where I learned that it was wrong to sit on the patient's bed. Who would sit on the bed? And you know, these nurses couldn't take it. And we had our nostrils open, our mouths open, everything was open. We were talking, but we had the spirit of dominion. We didn't come to catch the flu or to have tuberculosis. We came to cure them. I have the spirit of dominion in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be afraid. When fear rises against you and you feel like, fear, you say in the name of Jesus, I will not fear. And when you say, I will not fear, you know what? Fear is a spirit. Did you know that fear is a spirit? So you say, I will not fear. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. Or you feel like something is happening to you and you seem to have an idea of what it is. It's bad news. You tell yourself, I will not fear. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to fear. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to fear. Too bad blockage. Hey, no fear. Fear, no. You tell your wife, don't worry. Your tubes are open. But the doctor said, who had believed our report? The doctor said, Dr. Jesus has opened them. All right. Are you ready for this now? And had made us kings and priests.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. we invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, 5 Kiano Road, off Yakubu Gowon Way, Jos. If you have been blessed or inspired by this message, or you have a testimony, please call us on 0806-703-4249 or 0803-438-6464 or send an email to Pastor Chris@ChristEmbassy.org.